What's up, team? So there have been a few of our clients in... let me summarize. So we have a LinkedIn Accelerator course. It's the LinkedIn Accelerator 2.0 that helps not just fitness professionals, but consultants, designers, real estate agents, basically anyone who's looking to prospect on LinkedIn to learn the platform to sell their product or service. We also have a sales course, which is, in my opinion, super cheap. It's anything between £1,000 and £1,500 for 6 months, which is crazy. If you want any more information about that, the link is below in the show notes. So we do that also. That is me personally. I take a 90-minute group call and I go through objection breaking. I go through role play with everyone. I answer questions. I go through frameworks. And it's got a whole community inside of school with loads of sales scripts, hiring processes for hiring closers and all of that stuff, which in my opinion is super cheap for that price. And then thirdly, our highest level program is we help people to scale and grow ads on LinkedIn using a dialing system or dialing software so that they can scale to over 100K a month. So generally, those are the three main products, programs that we have. And every week, obviously, I take that that sales call. This week, a lot of what came up was around a two-part close for those of you who are taking a two-part close. Not everyone takes a two-part close. Sometimes it's meant to be a one-part and it ends up being a two-part for various different reasons. But a lot of the questions were around how to coordinate or navigate making the second call feel more like an emotional buy-in rather than a, hey, this is my program, are you in or are you out? And a lot of that boils down to the way in which you structure the first and the second part of the call. So I'm just going to imagine that you know nothing about what I'm talking about right now, and I'm going to summarize it for you. So if I was to sell something high ticket, I can either sell, I get on a call and sell, try and sell someone on the first call, or I can do a two-part close where I get on an initial 15-20 minute call, overview what it is that we do, and if it's something they're interested in, we schedule a second call where I can go through it in more detail. Okay, so that's what we're talking about right now. For most of you who do that, the goal of the first call is to basically pre-qualify and make sure that they're a good fit to be pitched on the second call. But also, and this is crazy, the main goal of the first call is just to get them on the second call. Now, you would think, well, if that's the case, why wouldn't you just pitch them on the first call? And the answer to that is because they don't know you, like you, or trust you enough yet. They've only just spoken to you, especially if it's someone who isn't that bought into you or what you do or how you do what you do. So the goal of the first call is to touch base, build rapport, build a relationship, show that you're, you know, not trying to ram something down their throat and sell them straight away, and to tee up another conversation, provided that it's a good fit. And part of that process psychologically is that you show that, yeah, you're happy to discuss, but you're not going to try and, you know, sell them on something that they don't need, etc. And then on the second call, the goal is to then dig deep into emotion. Now, the challenge is holding that off on the first call. And that a lot of the questions that we had about that process was, well, I go through a little bit of emotional, you know, buy-in on the first call, and then I feel like on the second call, it's just not really, you know, it's very, let's go through the program. The problem with that is they're getting on the second call expecting that you're going to go through the program very logically, you know, analyzing, and they're not in an emotional state. And the goal of, in my opinion, of getting someone to commit to something is not only that they logically know that it's the best fit for them, but they're emotionally bought into the process. And that is why on the start of the second call, there are three questions that I suggest people ask. So you build a quick rapport, and then you will say, great, listen, before we go into, you know, how we do what we do, I've just got a few questions, if that's okay. Number one, what from the first call, or you know, what I explained about what we went through, really like jumped out and resonated with you that you seemed like super excited about? And secondly, was there anything specifically that you didn't really understand, or that wasn't really, you know, a good fit, or that you're kind of worried about? Okay, so you ask those two questions first. What happens there is the prospect will say all of the things that they liked about what you heard, what they heard, which is what you're going to reiterate on this call. And then they will address maybe something that they were a bit unsure about, that may be an objection that's going to come up later on in the call. And then you bank that and you go, great. And that's something that you're going to overcome in the call. So they've basically given you the answers to the test. So you use that. Then you say, so you ask them both, like you ask both of those questions and then you wait for both of those answers. You don't ask one and then the other. You ask both questions and wait for both answers. Once they've given you the answers to both of those at the same time, you then go, and the final question is, do you have any specific questions for me? No matter what they say, no matter what it is, no matter what that question is, you go, perfect. I'm glad that you said that. That's exactly what I'm going to go through today. The reason you do that is because it makes them feel like they've been heard, that they're understood, that you've got it covered, that you're competent, and that you were almost expecting that they would ask that question. And then you incorporate the answer to whatever those questions are into your pitch and what you're about to go through. So you now know the thing that they loved most, the thing that they were most worried about, and the biggest questions that they have about your process. Perfect. That's like knowing the not only knowing the questions to the test before you learn, but it's knowing the answers to the test while you sit them. So the goal then is not to go into the program, and this is the biggest mistake. The goal then is to swoop an enormous left turn into, before we go into that, I just want to go through maybe, and then you go through some emotion. Why do you want to achieve this outcome? Why are you looking to do this? Why is that important? And your goal then is to dig really deep into the emotional aspects of why they want the outcome, long before you ever go into anything else. Because if you then just transition straight into, hey, this is what I do, this is how my app works, this is how this does, da 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 da, they're very just logically framed. You need to get deep into the emotion, because if you do that on the first call, yeah, you've warmed them up, and then they've gone cold by the time they get on the second call. You need to get them back in an emotional state. You need to get them back reminding why this is important for them. You need to get them back into a system and a frame that allows them to see this as their solution to their problem. But you need to identify with them on that call that the problem is significant. And that's a very good strategy when you're going through a one and a two-part close to break that down. Obviously, a lot of you have been through, you know, our free blueprint. If you haven't, the link is below. It's a school group now as a community where we go through and we help not just fitness professionals. We've got loads of different industries in there in terms of sales, in terms of marketing, in terms of lead gen on LinkedIn. Obviously, it's an overview. Obviously, it's not like you know, the most intricate thing in the world. I would say it's the best free resource on LinkedIn and sales that I have seen. I think it is better than a lot of paid mentorships that I've also seen. Obviously, it's nowhere near as extensive as our paid course, but that's the first step. So if you haven't jumped in there, I would highly recommend it. Even if you're thinking about LinkedIn, or even if you want to rule out LinkedIn, it's worth having a look, because you'll get a lot of sales tips in there also. You'll get a lot of lead generation and script tips too. And yeah, hopefully we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.